The pitfalls of being too nice. Being excessively nice might seem like a good thing, but it can actually lead to some serious problems. People who are always trying to be nice often end up feeling guilty all the time and don't value themselves enough. They constantly seek attention and approval from others, even if it means putting up with rude or hurtful behavior. But here's the thing, this chronic niceness isn't really about being nice at all. It stems from deep-seated anxiety. For many people, their struggles in relationships can trace back to their upbringing, particularly their bond with their parents. Instead of feeling securely attached, they experienced anxious attachment, where they didn't receive enough love and care. This can be partly blamed on today's fast-paced lifestyle, where both parents often work and family support systems are lacking. When parents are overwhelmed or unavailable, children suffer, leading to anxious attachment. As adults, these individuals often seek validation and approval from others. They feel they must hide their negative emotions like anger and neediness to be accepted. This pattern can stem from childhood experiences of not having their emotional needs met. Understand anxiety. To transform yourself, you must move from feeling anxious to achieving emotional well-being. It's about recognizing that anxiety often originates from within, even when it seems like it's because of external circumstances. This understanding gives power you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Gender expectations and relationship dynamics. In various settings like home, work, and media, mixed messages about gender can lead to anxiety, especially for women. They might adopt a nice person approach to ease their nerves. Similarly, boys raised by single mothers or distant fathers may absorb notions of masculinity that paint men as tough and unfeeling, leading them to overcompensate by being excessively nice. Being overly nice in relationships can lead to idealizing our partners, ignoring their flaws, and making sacrifices without acknowledging the personal toll. This idealization stems from a desire to create a perfect romantic love, but it often leads to feelings of insecurity and fear of rejection. Rather than striving for perfection or suppressing emotions, it's important to encourage open communication and mutual respect in relationships. 7 actionable steps to overcome anxiety. If you're feeling like anxiety might be holding you back from reaching your full potential, don't worry, there are practical steps you can take to break free from its grip. 1. Awareness practice. To kick off your journey to self-awareness, focus on your thoughts, emotions, actions, and physical sensations. Make a conscious effort to stay present in the moment. The key is to recognize your anxiety without being too hard on yourself. This first step helps break the habit of being overly critical. Take note of the tactics you use to dodge feelings of anxiety. Do you zone out when things get tough? Turn to substances like drugs or alcohol, or distract yourself with TV or shopping? Maybe you create a picture-perfect story of your life and cling to it, or constantly tense your muscles. Are you always busy solving others' problems, neglecting your own? Do you rationalize your anxiety away with seemingly logical reasons? Be patient with yourself and cut yourself some slack. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Desert practice. In desert practice, you strategically distance yourself from distractions like people, thoughts, and habits. This involves retreating to a specific space, setting boundaries, while staying connected with select individuals, and having a set duration. The goal is to embrace solitude, self-reliance, and meaningful friendships. During this time, you put aside romantic relationships and focus on taking care of yourself, putting the responsibility for your happiness squarely on your shoulders. Listen closely to your inner voice. What do you truly like? Let's start by examining the basics, your style and surroundings. Do you feel satisfied with your wardrobe? Take a look around your room. Does it reflect your taste and personality? When you spend time in the desert, you learn about yourself. You find out that even though you've distanced yourself from others and daily life, your worries don't just disappear. In fact, they become more obvious when you're alone. This clarity helps you deal with them calmly. Warrior practice. To become a warrior, you need courage and compassion. Courage helps you face your fears and anxieties head-on, while compassion allows you to understand and accept them. As you grow and change, you'll face inner struggles. Here's how to prepare for battle and develop the traits of a warrior. Harness powerful emotions instead of being controlled by them. Incorporate feelings and morals into your decisions. Use emotions and ethics to guide your actions. To be a true warrior means more than just fighting battles. It's about showing restraint and being strategic in how you approach different situations. Sometimes, it's about keeping certain things to yourself, especially when you're not sure who you can trust. Other times, it's about staying true to your beliefs instead of just saying what you think others want to hear. Dealing with anxiety like a warrior can give you a huge boost of energy. Use this energy to take care of yourself physically by staying active, eating well, and being mindful of how substances like caffeine and alcohol affect you. Brotherhood and sisterhood practice. Building strong platonic friendships is crucial for emotional well-being and personal growth. These relationships provide a supportive environment to explore masculinity and femininity without sexual dynamics. Surrounding yourself with genuine friends who value honesty is key. While women enjoy companionship, men may benefit from shared activities or goals. Don't let societal pressures hinder forming close bonds with same-gender friends. Actively nurturing these relationships creates a safe space for growth and support, enriching life in countless ways. When it comes to friendships, it's not always smooth sailing. Sometimes, we might feel competitive or betrayed, making it hard to fully trust our friends. But here's the thing, you can make small changes that can really make a difference. Ask yourself, what's the smallest thing I can do to improve my friendships? By bringing your warrior mindset to your relationships, you can develop strong, respectful bonds. Learning to manage anxiety is key, but the good news is, your natural qualities like being a good listener and showing compassion can make you an awesome friend. Family practice. Want to uncover why you behave the way you do? Dive into your family history. Ask your relatives to share stories about your family's past. By examining their roles and the circumstances they faced, you can spot patterns that have been passed down through generations. This helps you see your family more objectively and recognize any gaps in your upbringing. As you analyze these patterns, you'll gain insights into why you may have certain behaviors or tendencies. It's not about blaming anyone, it's about understanding and moving forward. Every family has its strengths and weaknesses, and recognizing these can empower you to fill any gaps yourself. Launching is that critical phase when individuals spread their wings and venture into the world, leaving their family nest behind. Yet, many find themselves in a limbo, seemingly independent but still craving their family's validation and safety net. The key lies in differentiation, a process where adults fully explore and express their true selves. Transform family dynamics. As you change, your family dynamics can change too. Some find that keeping in touch with certain family members isn't healthy. But most often, when you stop trying to fit in by changing yourself, accepting your family becomes easier. Disillusionment practice. Many of us daydream about finding the perfect partner who will fulfill our deepest desires for love and acceptance. However, despite these fantasies, we often anticipate our relationships ending in heartache. It's a puzzling contradiction. We yearn for closeness yet fear that being truly open will push our partner away. Yet, without honesty, genuine intimacy remains out of reach. Disillusionment practice helps us uncover and challenge these conflicting fantasies, paving the way for genuine, honest connection. Many of us dream of finding our perfect match, someone who seems like a prince or a goddess. We imagine them swooping in to rescue us from life's challenges, leading us to eternal happiness. But here's the reality check, these fantasies often blind us to who people really are. Both men and women fall into the trap of projecting unrealistic qualities onto others. We want our partners to be flawless decision makers, constantly worrying about what they think of us. This leads to stress, frustration, and even neglecting ourselves. If you often find yourself dreaming about someone who can fulfill all your desires, like a goddess or prince, here's a reality check. Relying on one person to meet all your needs isn't the way to go. Instead, focus on building up your own strengths and meeting your own needs. It's all about becoming self-reliant. Practical insights. When you start seeing your romantic relationship as a true partnership, you're taking a big step towards maturity, especially if both of you are growing and changing. Remember, intimacy thrives on privacy. To deepen your connection, respect your partner's need for privacy and also value your own. Being open and honest with each other is crucial. The disillusionment practice involves seeing your partner as they truly are, flaws and all. Accepting your own imperfections and those of your partner fosters compassion. Conflict is inevitable, but handling it well isn't easy. However, if you express your feelings clearly and avoid saying hurtful things, you and your partner can come out of conflict stronger. Dealing with conflicts creatively helps clear the air. Trust is the key here, so make sure to preserve it at all costs. Integration practice. To make lasting changes in your life, you need to embrace 6 key practices consistently. These practices should become ingrained in your character and daily routines. Here's how you can do it. Flexibility is key to personal growth. Accept responsibility for your actions and decisions. Identify and distance yourself from relationships that are harmful to your well-being. By adopting these 3 practices, you can cultivate resilience and emotional strength, ultimately becoming a more authentic and compassionate individual. Key points. 1. Childhood anxiety can lead to seeking validation through excessive niceness. 2. Gender stereotypes influence behavior, leading to overcompensation with niceness. 3. Strong friendships and exploring family dynamics are crucial for growth. 4. Disillusionment practice encourages genuine intimacy by seeing partners realistically. 5. Honest conflict resolution strengthens relationships based on trust. 6. Self-awareness and resilience are vital for overcoming anxiety. 7. Accepting flexibility, responsibility, and boundaries promotes personal growth.